Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with Aaron Zomers, our fantastic producer and engineer. It is 12:06 on this Tuesday, August 13th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, primary election day across the state of Wisconsin. Glad to have you along with us here, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in the capital city. Skies are mostly sunny, some high clouds. It's going to be a beautiful day. It looks like some wet weather moving into many parts of Wisconsin for tomorrow. Could be some pretty significant rainfall amongst at least central and south central Wisconsin, so be aware of that. But today looks pretty nice in terms of weather. I should say that heavier weather, pardon me, moving in looks like Thursday. Today's Tuesday, tomorrow's Wednesday, then we have Thursday. Funny how that works. Lots going on today, and then tomorrow we're going to be up at Volk Airfield up there in beautiful Juneau County, the middle part of the state, and Brigadier General David May, the Adjutant General for the Wisconsin National Guard, has invited us back. We were there last year. Going to spend the entire day tomorrow, Mr. Zomers, right next to the tarmac as F-35s, F-16s, all kinds of fantastic aircraft taking off behind us. We're going to talk to a pilot. We're going to talk to some of the people that put this together. We're going to talk to firefighters who are assigned to keep everybody safe up there at Volk Field and Camp Douglas. And of course, we'll talk to the general himself. It is going to be spectacular.
Oh, yeah. Last time at Northern Lightning, it was very cool to hear everything going on. And I'm excited to hear what's different and from some new people this year.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be a great time tomorrow. So join us tomorrow live from Volk Field, a special broadcast. And then on Thursday, another special broadcast. We'll be back here in Madison and we'll have our usual cast of characters. I've checked in with Trigvi Olson. I have not checked with Pat Kreitlow yet, but we'll hope he can join us on Thursday rather than Tuesday. So Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project will be here on Thursday to walk us through the politics, the post-primary election day politics in Wisconsin, and what's happening nationally. That's in hour one. And then in hour two on Thursday, we'll be joined by a couple of people, Kelly Call amongst them, who is the producer, one of the producers, for this great new documentary film on the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers called Just a Bit Outside. And Kelly's going to be here along with the director and producer and talking about this new film. And on Thursday, in hour two, we're going to give you a chance to win 4 tickets to a Brewers game, but we're going to make it even better on Thursday. We are going to give away 4 tickets to a premiere performance on September 13th of the premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. So all kinds of fantastic stuff happening this week. And that's not even to talk about today, Mr. Zomers. Today, in hour one, coming up here at 12:30, we have the chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, will be joining us via StreamYard. Busy, busy day. Going to talk to the chairman about kind of what's going on today as far as primaries go, but also talk to him about the state of the national campaign for Harris Walz. He was up there, of course. We saw him in Eau Claire last week when Wisconsin was one of the first couple of stops on the new Harris Walz ticket. So we'll ask Ben Wickler about that. And also, and Trigvi talks about this all the time, that historically, not painting with a complete broad brush, but historically, Democrats have been better at policy and Republicans have been better at narrative. And then along comes this guy, Ben Wickler, who gets it. I don't know of a Democrat in recent times who understands narrative better than Ben Wickler. And he had a tweet a couple, 3 days ago that laid this out. We're going to talk to him about that as well. And what is it? What is his? I never asked him this. I've known him for a while. I've never asked him what is his experience that has given him this great insight on how to win elections. Ben Wickler here at 12, just after 12:30. And then being very, very kind and being bumped back an hour at 1:30 today, we will finish the show with our good friend Luke Mathers for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. So there you go.
You'll still get your dose of Tuesday Tangents. Just you'll have to wait a little bit.
Yes. And he does. Zombers just asked, does Luke know he got bumped? Yes, he does. He was very gracious. I wouldn't bump somebody without asking them. But yes, he is. He does know that. Have you voted yet today, Mr. Summers?
I did. I didn't get a sticker. I see you have yours on your shirt.
I do. Yes.
The people who I assume were handing out the stickers were busy with something else, and I was like, I'm not going to get bent out of shape about a sticker.
Yeah. I always enjoy my sticker, my I voted sticker. For those watching in the live stream, I'm wearing a white shirt today. I don't wear a lot of white, but it's warm, so I thought I'd wear a lighter shirt. And the red, white, and blue I voted sticker. I was, I think, 218, number 218. At around 10 o'clock-ish this morning, they said the poll workers there said it was a pretty busy day for that poll place. So that's good.
I was 290 at a similar time.
Nice. Very good. Reminder, if you have not voted yet today or wondering how you can, simply go to myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote, V-O-T-E, dot W-I dot G-O-V. Short for government or gov. You can go there on your smart device, your cell phone, your laptop, your PC, whatever you might have, and it will tell you, you can put in your name and your address. It will tell you exactly where to go to vote today on primary election day. Remember, you say, Todd, well, I don't know, I haven't registered. No problem. Got you covered. Wisconsin, thank goodness, is still a same day registration state, which means when you go to the polls, if you have not registered or you're unsure, take with you a legal, valid photo ID, which includes a Wisconsin driver's license that is not expired. By the way, it doesn't necessarily have to have your current address that you live at. So you can have a valid driver's license from a previous address as long as you also have a current utility bill. They want something that's at least a month old, but no more than like 6 months. So somewhere in there, take an electric bill, a utility bill with you, something from a government, or not government, but something that has your name and address, your current address on it, like a utility bill. So you can take that. Again, the photo ID that's are valid are a Wisconsin valid driver's license, a Wisconsin legal ID, which also has your photo on it, a current valid U.S. passport, a current government ID. So take one of those with you and go out, register there at the polls. I've done it before. It doesn't take much time. They're very, very kind there at the polls. Get registered and vote today.
Also of note, if you're like me and all your bills are digital and you don't have any paper copies of utility bills, like my driver's license still says I live in Manitowoc. That's not true. Mm-hmm. So I need to bring a utility bill. You can show a utility bill statement on your phone. Matt from Germantown, who says that he's a chief poll worker over in Germantown, texted in yesterday saying that that's accurate. And I can confirm because I've done that before.
That's excellent information. Thank you, Matt from Germantown. Thank you, Mr. Zommer. So there you go. If you have a phone bill or utility bill electronically, just show that poll worker on your phone and that will work as well. And you say, Todd, I don't think anybody's running around me. No need to go to the polls. Well, understandable. It's confusing, but guess what? Everybody who is a legal eligible voter today in Wisconsin has something to vote for because there are the two constitutional amendments on the ballot today for everyone, regardless of who you are. Also remember that these primaries are partisan primaries. So you have to fill in the circle, first of all, saying you're going to vote in the Republican primary, the Democratic primary, the Libertarian primary, the Green Party primary, and then you have to vote for, say, your county clerk might have a primary, or a state assembly or a state senate race might have a primary, or a congressional race might have a primary. In those partisan primaries, you can only vote for one. But then you might have offices that are not partisan, and those are going to show up on both ballots. And then you have these constitutional amendments, which regardless of which partisan primary you vote in, everybody gets to vote on these constitutional amendments. And remember, we had our friend Matt Flynn, great two-time chair of the Democratic Party and an attorney, a smart guy, an author. By the way, I chatted with Matt briefly this morning. Apparently, sales of the new book, Hunting Bernie Weber, went up last night on Amazon after he appeared on the show. So that's fantastic.
Excellent.
We helped Matt out a little bit last night. It's a great book, by the way. A great summer read. Matthew J. Flynn, Hunting Bernie Weber, a great story about mystery. Revolves around great historical sites in Milwaukee. Great summer reading. Pick it up wherever books are sold. Hunting Bernie Weber by Matthew J. Flynn. But as Matt walked us through yesterday, really the smart vote on this, at least in my opinion, and in Matt's, to vote no. Because what these amendments would do is take away power from the executive branch, no matter who the governor is. Tony Evers, Tommy Thompson, Scott Walker, whomever it is. That's where this power to delineate federal money lies. And if we vote yes and that passes, that would usurp the authority from the governor and give it to the legislature, where Republicans have a lock. Now, it might end up being less of a lock with new maps this time around, but for the foreseeable future, probably the Republicans will maintain a slight edge, at least, in one house of the legislature. So what this is really about is that Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, they know, or at least they feel, that the likelihood to win statewide elections is getting smaller and smaller because their platform, their ideas, do not connect with 50% plus one of the general Wisconsin electorate. So rather than changing their platform to be more electable, they're trying this power grab to take power away from the executive, and therefore federal dollars would be, theoretically at least, given out along partisan lines. And we've seen some of this already through the Joint Finance Committee of Howard Markline from Southwest Wisconsin, a deep partisan, likes to only help out his fellow Republicans. You don't want Howie giving out the money for federal disaster. You just don't. I know the guy. I know Howard, but you don't want that. So vote. I would encourage a no vote on both constitutional amendments. The polls are open until 8 p.m. tonight. And then right after the polls close, join Terry Bell, our Civic Media News Director, myself, Mr. Zommers, and a cast of characters around the state of Wisconsin, our great reporting team across Wisconsin, and we will bring you the results. Lots of interesting races. We'll have some analysis for you as well. That's tonight starting at 8 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network. MyVote.wi.gov to find out where you vote if you don't know. MyVote.wi.gov. Be a voter. Polls open until 8 p.m. We'll come back. Take a look at the Trump X-Files. We'll explain on the Civic Media Radio Network. Strange, unanswered, a mystery. X and Donald Trump. Welcome back to Donald Ball Show at the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 past the hour of 12 noon. Coming up after the bottom of the hour break, Ben Wickler, chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, will be along. Going to be a great interview. Don't want to miss it. Find out what's happening today across Wisconsin electorally, and more importantly, perhaps, what is the pathway ahead? How does Chairman Wickler see this kind of coming together? These are exciting times. The old proverb, adage, right? May you live in interesting times. We do. Ben Wickler going to be along at 12:30, and then in hour two, Luke Mathers for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. We're talking about these referenda. Constitutional amendments encouraging listeners to vote no. Because what this is an attempted power grab by Republicans in the legislature. Robert, listening in McFarland on WMDX, says, I have a question about the constitutional change today with taking the power away from the governor. Does that mean if it passes, our state Senate would have to be full-time? Well, you'd think, Robert, right? You'd think. No, they would not. They can continue to do what they've always done.
It seems like it would cause more problems than it would, quote unquote, solve. Our current Republican legislators are known for gaveling in and out on everything. I don't want them to be making emergency decisions, personally.
it's just better to leave it the way it is, no matter who's, quite frankly, no matter who's governor.
Agreed.
Democratic or Republican. Andrew in Verona, listening on WMDX as well, asks, quote, did you guys receive these texts yesterday twisting the message to confuse Dems who despise Scotty Walker? Now, this is interesting, and we thank you, Andrew. I did not receive one. Zomers, you said you did not either.
I did not either, all right. So I can read
this.
It.
Yeah, read this. So there's a picture. There's a photo of Scott Walker looking a little dopey, which normally does, with some money behind him. And then in red, it says, vote yes, vote yes. And underneath it, it says what, Mr. Zomers?
Don't let right-wing governors like Scott Walker spend federal aid without oversight. Vote yes on both referendums tomorrow.
So now this is trickery right
yes,
here.
Yes, it is.
And quite frankly, hats off, because this is good old-fashioned dirty campaigning, what you got right here. So you've got the Republicans using a dopey picture of Scott Walker, and the message is basically vote yes to take power away from Scott Walker. So a Democrat receiving that, what they probably did is they got a hold of the Democratic voting list or a version thereof, or they're just doing it to a generic voting list and making it sound like this is coming from anti-Walker people or a Democrat and saying the right thing to do is vote yes. Now, that's tricky. That's tricky, that's sleazy, and it might work. I hope it doesn't. So don't be tricked. Don't be tricked. The correct answer is no and no. Vote no today. Don't be fooled by this goofiness that apparently is going on right now on people's phones, getting texts, making it look like Democrats are saying vote yes. That is incorrect. And in fact, we'll confirm that. We'll do a fact check here in about 10 minutes with the chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler. Mark in Prairie du Sac texted in saying voted early and voted no on the amendments. Well done, Mark. Well done indeed. Polls open until 8 p.m. tonight. Very quickly, Donald Trump got on X, which I guess is now going back to Twitter. He got on X with Elon Musk, the owner and CEO of what used to be called Twitter, and Musk changed it to X. But later in this interview last night with Trump, Musk referred to it as Twitter himself. Now, I did not watch. It was over an hour, apparently, and it was delayed by an hour because X couldn't get their stuff to work.
Same thing happened with Ron DeSantis.
Right. And of course, Trump went after DeSantis and said, oh, this is terrible. It's a sign his campaign is failing. And then the same thing happened to Trump last night. It was largely a diatribe. And again, I did not watch the whole thing, but I watched a lot of the clips. And from everything I've seen, it was more of the same. Lies, misinformation, talking about the past, charging that the 2020 election was stolen, which we know it was not. And wouldn't let things go. Just bizarre stuff that you really start to wonder, well, been wondering for a while about Trump's cognitive ability. Should he get elected to another term? There was a new photo, a new cover on Time magazine yesterday, a profile of Kamala Harris, the vice president of the United States. And it was a nice photo. It was hand-drawn, it looks like, or computer drawn, it looks like hand-drawn, I don't know. And this came up, of all the things, he didn't talk about the economy, he didn't talk about immigration, he didn't talk about healthcare. What he talked about was Kamala Harris's picture. Here's Trump last night with Elon Musk on X.
She's terrible, but she's getting a free ride. I saw a picture of her on Time magazine today. She looks like the most beautiful actress ever to live. It was a drawing, and she looked very much like our great first lady, Melania. She didn't look like Camilla, that's right. But of course, she's a beautiful woman, so we'll leave it at that, right?
She didn't look like Camilla. Was he trying to be funny or insulting, or did he actually get her confused with the Queen of England, Queen Camilla?
I don't think it's the latter. Also, I don't think it's the former either.
Comparing Kamala Harris to Melania, I don't see the resemblance. And well, also, did you hear him? Did you hear the, I don't know if he forgot the polydent. I don't know what, his dentures. I mean, he sounds like a little old man. He was all hunched over. I mean, he sounds he sounded terrible last night. But he didn't stop there. He also had this diatribe, like a third grader or maybe a kindergartner, dealing with Vladimir Putin. Here's Trump last night on X.
Again, I said to Vladimir Putin, I said, don't do it. You can't do it, Vladimir. You do it, it's going to be a bad day. You cannot do it. And I told him things that what I do. And he said, no way. And I said, way.
He said, no way. And I said, way.
Yeah, I'm going kindergarten.
This is a guy who had the nuclear codes and wants them again. And again, as someone who was born with a speech impediment, a cleft palate and a cleft lip, we've talked a lot about Biden's stutter and speech impediment. I'm not trying to make fun of Trump, but I mean, he just sounds completely different. And he was, I mean, like I say, I don't know if the dentures were loose. I mean, his voice, it was very odd. The whole thing was odd last night.
An unexplained mystery.
Cam in Appleton there. Let's see what Cam say. Cam says, hey, Todd, not sure if you covered this yet, as I just turned in, but Elon Musk claimed that they were dealing with DDoS attacks, denial of service attacks. I'm 99% sure he's lying. If it were DDoS attacks, Twitter as a whole would be down. Yes, that was the claim. Thank you for bringing that up, Cam. That was the claim. The reason why they were late is because they were under attacks. And people who are a lot more smart than I, or smarter than I on tech, were saying last night, look, they just didn't like play in front of enough bandwidth or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm also familiar with DDoS attacks. And basically, it's you send so many requests to the website, they can't handle it. But Cam's right, it would have broken the whole thing, not right. Just their live stream.
Right. So, yeah, that the whole thing last night was just bizarre. And again, I'm not going to sit there and play all these kind of lies from last night, but right there, you heard it. I mean, comparing Kamala Harris to Melania and telling Putin way weird. Come back, somebody who's not weird, Ben Wickler after this. The Todd Lyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on this primary election day, Tuesday, August 13th, 2024. House of Pain, jump around. That is what Democrats are doing, not only in Wisconsin, but across the state. Ever since Joe Biden put country before self and withdrew, and when Kamala Harris stepped up to become the presumed and now Democratic Party nominee, Democrats are excited. And here to talk about all of it and jump around with us, the chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler. Chairman Wickler, always a pleasure. Welcome back to the show.
Todd, it's great to be with you. I am indeed full of this energy. I and frankly, millions, hundreds, more than 100 million people probably across the country are jumping around right now. And if we can turn the energy of this moment into the work to talk to voters and volunteer, we're going to win the presidential and all these races down ballot that will help build a brighter future for everybody.
Well, I think it's an exciting time, not just to be a Democrat, but to be a voter, to be a citizen in this state, because I felt this energy. I was up in Eau Claire at the Harris Walls rally, 12,000 plus people. And yes, I was there. It actually happened. And there were actual real bodies there.
I think you're giving yourself away as an AI generated. No, it was totally real. I was I just bought a bagel sandwich, and as I was walking into the bagel shop, someone waved me down from her car and told me that she was there, and then pulled out her photos and was showing me her photos from that moment. She drove all the way from Madison to La Crosse. I mean, people. This is the kind of moment where people want to be a part of it and want to be able to tell people that they're a part of it. And that's when people carry a message and the word spreads. That's when you get the kind of energy that results in victories in races that you wouldn't expect to be competitive. And that's where we are.
Let me tell you, you know this, but for those listeners that might not know, I was involved in politics for 30 plus years on the other side of the aisle for Republicans. I left the party in 2011 over voter suppression issues. Was a part of a lot of rallies and campaigns. Was in charge of the George W. Bush presidential visit to Richland Center in 2004. I've never seen anything in the state of Wisconsin like I saw in Eau Claire last week. My sister and brother-in-law live in the area, and for those who don't know, this event was just north of Eau Claire at the old Country Jam or whatever festival grounds in the middle of kind of nowhere in a field. And I went out on town roads back to get to Highway 29 to get back over to Shawano. And without exaggeration, I was on town roads for a mile and a half to 2 miles away from the venue, and there were cars parked alongside the roads in fields, people taking their shoes off because their feet hurt from walking so far. I've never seen anything like it, Ben.
This is what it feels like when a campaign is on fire, and that's what's happening right now. And you can see this in Detroit, you can see this in Phoenix, you can see this in Las Vegas, you can see this in Atlanta. These huge, huge events where people are coming out of the woodwork. And what's so exciting for me is that I just named a bunch of big cities. Eau Claire is a medium-sized city. It is not a big, it is a medium-sized for Wisconsin city. And this was in a field outside of Eau Claire. And in, you know, northwest Wisconsin, you have state legislative races that are going to help determine the majority in the state assembly. Jody Emerson in the 91st Assembly District, her race is one of the majority-making races this cycle. And this is in the 3rd Congressional District where Derek Van Orden, disastrous insurrectionist congressman who yells at teenagers in public, he's on the ballot. And this is where you see that energy, too. It's not just cities. It's rural places and small towns and medium-sized towns. It's everything. And voters realize in this moment they have the power to shape history, to be part of something bigger than themselves. And I cannot tell you how excited I am to actually go out there and do it.
Let's get into a couple of these races. We're talking to Ben Wickler, chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Beyond presidential politics, as exciting as that is, you bring up the third, some place that I grew up in and know very well. There's a, we'll call it a hot, a well-run Democratic primary there, which will sort itself out tonight. Here's what I said to Trigvi Olson, who you know, a former Republican like myself, only at much higher levels, worked in McConnell world and McCain world, from River Falls, and ran Jim Harsdorf's race there against Ron Kind back in the day. So he knows this area. I said, Trigvi, I'm not sure that it really matters who wins this third district Democratic primary, because if Harris and Walz and Baldwin keep campaigning in the third like they are, I think those coattails are going to help, compared with the atrocious record, as you said, of Derek Van Orden. Agree or disagree on that? I think the key to winning Wisconsin, as you know, is partly Western Wisconsin, but I think that the focus that Democrats have on this part of the state could be well down ballot.
I think that's absolutely right. And I think part of what I'm excited about with Walz as the VP pick and with the Harris campaign and their strategic vision here is that they're not trying to run a statewide campaign clustered in a couple of cities in the southern half of the state. They're all over the place. And that is what you have to do to win in Wisconsin. And it means that people who are, you know, were previously on the fence and kind of dreading the presidential race, they're going to turn out now. They're going to turn out to vote for Harris and Walz. It means that for everyone who's down ballot to them, part of their central goal is to make sure people fill out the whole ballot. And they see that Democrats at every level are fighting for their freedom, that they're fearless, that they're standing up for regular folks, that they have common sense and they kind of get what most people actually care about in their lives. And if they do that, then we have a chance, exactly as you say, to beat Derek Van Orden and win the third, and to win the state assembly majority, break the Republican state Senate supermajority, and reelect Tammy Baldwin. And that is a pretty good work for a year in Wisconsin politics.
I want to go quickly to the other side of the state, the 8th Congressional District. For those who might not know, the big city is Green Bay, kind of the Fox Valley, that part of the state, where you've got, in my words, three yahoos running on the Republican side. You got Roger Roth. My dad and stepmom live in Shawano, so I spend a lot of time in the 8th. And I'm up there, and Ben, I've seen a lot of over-the-top ads in my life. But the one that Roth has running right now, you'd think that Green Bay was on the Mexican border. I mean, it was just, it's just over the top nutso. Then you got Block Jacques Andre Jacques up there, whose big claim to fame is authoring an anti-bestiality bill. And then this guy, Tony Weed, who's a bootlicker for Trump. Then you've got, on the other side, Dr. Kristen Wiley, who's a mom whose partner is a cop, whose son's Hunt. She's a Green Bay Packer fan and a great OBGYN doctor who's you'd love to have a beer with. I think she has a real shot in an otherwise red area of the state. What say you?
I think that Republicans are operating on the theory that if they leapfrog each other into the most fringe realms of MAGA-dom, that they then are guaranteed a congressional seat. And I think that that will come back to haunt them. Kristen Meyerly is a dynamite representative, literally, of her district and the people in it. And she's running a great campaign. And when you have that combination in a year where the winds are favoring Democrats, I mean, watch out, Republicans. And you can see why people are packing into her events. You know, the 8th Congressional District, the southern border is on Fond du Lac County and Sheboygan County in the southern fringe. And, I, you know, however you feel about Sheboygan, I think it's the Malibu of the Midwest, but like, you know, the Republican fearmongering about it, I'm not sure is going to do for them what they need. Whereas arguing that the government should get out of our personal lives and let us be the, you know, lead the lives we want to lead, build the families we want to build, that's something that has enormous resonance for a ton of voters, a large majority of voters, even in traditionally conservative places. So I think that's one to watch.
I do too. And I mean, the weird label is not just J.D. Vance. I mean, you got Andre Jacques dressing up as Andre the Giant, a professional wrestler, instead of talking about women's health care, instead of talking about public education, instead of talking about Social Security, he wants to talk about professional wrestling. I mean, last time I checked, Ben, that doesn't resonate in the 8th.
That's funny. You know,
that's weird.
Hulk Hogan did endorse Donald Trump actively at the RNC. Jesse Ventura, former professional wrestler, is now diehard Harris Wahl supporter. And he told the story about Hulk Hogan busting the union of professional wrestlers, which, you know, I worked for Ed Garvey, who led the NFL Players Union. There's a long labor tradition in sports and, you know, across this country that is part of the fabric of life in the 8th Congressional District. You know, being for unions, for personal freedom, for, you know, for against gun violence and for safe hunting and fishing and for an economy that works for everybody, those are pretty mainstream Wisconsin values. And a GOP that thinks that they can MAGA their way into extreme fringe values and still get elections might wake up on November 6th with a lot of thinking to do.
Very quickly, the conventions. I was at the Republican one. We're going to be down in Chicago next week. And the Republican one, I mean, they were together, but there was a lot of gnashing in teeth and a lot of negativity. And you look at what's happening right now on the Democratic side, joyful warriors, I mean, is what Harris and Walls are calling themselves. And somebody on Twitter the other day said, it feels like we're finally able to leave an abusive relationship. And I thought, man, that's good. That's good. What do you make of this change of energy, difference of energy?
Well, I mean, I think I think Joe Biden is a great mm-hmm. president who's done extraordinary things for the country. And I also know from polls and public opinion research and the energy on the ground, a lot of people just didn't want to see a rematch, a sequel with the same the same main
characters. Two old white guys.
Mm-hmm. It's two old white guys. It feels like they already did this in 2020, mm-hmm. and now it is something really different. It's something really different and new, and people are ready for that. There wasn't really a way that you could argue about going forward versus going backward in the old setup, where you had two candidates who'd been on the ballot, one or both, all the way back to 2008. In this case, I think we have a real chance to step into a future that works for everybody, and to leave the past behind us. And that's something that resonates for a ton of people. And you have to define what that means. It means bringing down costs for people, taking on price gougers, making childhood and parenthood a little bit more affordable, and making sure people have the freedom that they seek. It's not some kind of, you know, scary, weird robot world that we're talking about. But our state's motto is forward. You know, mm-hmm. this is at the heart of who we are as a state. And Wisconsin, not for nothing, is the first state in the country to have laws protecting survivors of domestic violence. So, you know, in that grand tradition, let's get out of the abusive relationship with Donald Trump and step into a new day in our state.
If you don't follow him, I follow him on Twitter, now X, whatever you want to call it. It's Ben Wickler, not like Henry Winkler. It's Wickler, W-I-K-L-E-R, Ben Wickler. Follow him on Twitter. He had a great post a couple days ago, Ben. We don't have time to go through the entire thing, but Trygve Olson says this as a longtime Republican operative. I felt this way for a long time as a former Republican, that not every time, but you know, Clinton would be an exception, Obama would be an exception. But oftentimes, Democrats are great at policy and Republicans are great at narrative. But here is what Ben Wickler wrote a couple of days ago. Quote, all the work that both sides do to define who the candidates are, whose side they're on, what they've done, what they want to do is, in a deep sense, part of an overall effort to define the stakes in the race, the core narrative. My God. A guy who gets it. No, I mean, I've said this off the air. I've wanted to stay on the air. Democrats have not had a better leader than you, Ben. And I just take my hat off to you. Talk a minute about the narrative of this election, the fearlessness and the freedom.
First, you're very kind. And I think I might seem good because I work with an amazing group of people and I get to support an amazing group of candidates. So I appreciate it on behalf of all the folks that are on our team. In this election, there's now a very clear, simple story that rings true. And that is the mark of a good message. The core of it is Vice President Harris, a prosecutor who's taken on transnational gangs, who's taken on human traffickers, who's taken on the biggest corporations in America, whose first ad says she's fearless, who is fearlessly fighting for freedom for everybody. And that is her second big ad, or maybe it was her first big ad, was freedom, actually. It's fighting for a future where people are free to come home safe from school. They're free to cast a vote and know that it'll be counted. They're free to make decisions about their own bodies. They're free to be able to pursue their dreams because they know that it's a country of opportunity. And the fearlessness to fight for freedom is a really clear thing that people want. It connects with something that people really want. They don't want to be told what to do and they don't want to have to be afraid. And Trump represents a kind of afraid, cramped, pulling back, pulling in, that makes people feel bad. And there's a kind of underneath narrative even is the sense of like, when you vote, you're deciding the kind of person you want to be in the kind of way that you want to feel. And the feelings that you get from Harrison Walls in a way that cuts all the way through their ads, their campaign events, their speeches, it's a good feeling that people want to be part of. That is a contrast that can win this election.
I couldn't agree more. It's a positive feeling. Tim Walz said it the best, governor of Minnesota. He says, you know what? I pheasant hunt. I can outshoot anybody. We believe in the Second Amendment in Minnesota and in the Democratic Party, but we also believe in reasonable gun safety laws. That's it. No Wisconsinite can disagree with that. No Wisconsinite can disagree with Ben Wickler. Chairman Wickler, we thank you so very much. As a note, Brian Schimmel, your counterpart in the Republican Party, we've invited him. So far, no response. But we always appreciate you, Ben Wickler. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me on that.
Thank you. Ben Wickler, ladies and gentlemen, back with more after this. It's the All Ball Show for a Tuesday on Civic Media. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up next hour, we have Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents with Luke. We appreciate Luke bumping himself. Well, not we bumped him, but he was amenable to it. Then we moved him back an hour. So we have Ben Wickler. How about that guy? How about Ben Wickler? I mean, he's the kind of guy that you'd love to have a beer with. He's a real dude, and he's just wicked smart.
Yes.
He wins.
He's an overflowing pot of positivity in just the right way.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate Chairman Wickler coming on. And again, we've invited Brian Schimming, the Republican Party of Wisconsin, on several times. No response. I've known the Shim Sham man for many a year. Suddenly now doesn't want to talk, but would love to have him. Would love to have him. Welcome on this program at any time. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Talking a little bit about today being election day. Remember, polls are open until 8 p.m. tonight. I guess p.m. would be tonight. That is a communication writing 101 mistake right there. Sorry about that.
Because if you're saying 8 p.m. tonight, you're clarifying what day it is, too.
If you say, well, yes, that's true. But
now, if you say tune in today at 8 p.m. tonight, then that's redundant.
You can say 8 o'clock tonight, or you can say 8 p.m., but you're not supposed to say 8 p.m. tonight.
You could say tune in tonight at 8 p.m. That might be better.
Tune in tonight at 8 o'clock. That would be the correct way to say it.
Probably,
anyway,
yeah.
Tune in tonight at 8 o'clock. Terry Bell, news director, and myself will be anchoring the coverage along with Mr. Zommers on the board. All the results from 8 until 10 tonight, election night coverage with Terry Bell and myself. Remember, polls are open until 8. If you have not registered, you can do so at the polling place, or you can check myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov to find your election polling place today. Go to the phone lines. Tom from Los Angeles, California. Tom, what's popping on the West Coast?
Well, proud Wisconsinite always. So, that, you know, you take the boy out of Wisconsin, but not Wisconsin out of the boy.
Absolutely.
So, I just wanted to say that I hope Ben is still listening, because I really love them to start messaging not just Joyful Warrior, but Joyful Democracy Warrior. Because that's what I am. I'm a Joyful Democracy Warrior. And I don't believe in Project 2025. I don't believe in an authoritarian dictator, whether it's on the Republican side or the Democratic side. I believe very much in we the people being the government. And that's why I really would love somewhere after this election, we start focusing on getting all money out of politics, all lobbyists out of this whole system. So therefore, we can start to actually return government back to we the people. That's what I'm hoping for. So, I mean, I just want to say, Joyful Democracy Warrior, I hope that the Harris campaign or the Walls campaign are listening, because I think that would be a great way to be able to offset this 2025 project 2025.
Yeah, love it, Tom. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Somebody asking Jeff and Shorewood whether Ben Wickler is on Facebook says, quote, I'm old. Well, I'm pretty old too, Jeff, but I managed to get on the old Twix X. I don't know that Ben is on Facebook in terms of political stuff. You can always follow the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Maybe he's on Insta. We can maybe figure that out as well. But I think if you just type in like Google chat or Google and say Ben Wickler, Wickler, and Twitter, you might be able to access part of that without actually being on Twitter. Don't quote me on that. I mean, good Lord. Twitter couldn't even get itself online last night for the Trump thing that they did. But you never know. But just great writing by Ben Wickler this week, again, on narrative. And the fact that this comes down, a lot of it is talking about freedom. A song that we use every day, the George Michael song, Freedom. It's something that everybody can relate to. Doesn't matter whether you want to have freedom to make sure that you have a shotgun to go pheasant hunting or the freedom over your own body if you're a woman. Everybody's looking for freedom. It's something that we all can relate to. And doing it with a smile. Doing it with uplifting messages instead of tearing people down. Talking about the future. Not an election that happened 40 years ago. That's messaging. That's narrative. And that's why Trump is flailing, because he does not know what to do with this new campaign. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines up in Eau Claire. WCFW, the tap, Gene in Eau Claire. Thanks for calling. What say you?
Great show as usual. I just want to bring something up, because everybody's been talking, you know, about voting against those two constitutional amendments that they have. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, I have totes full of notes and paying attention since Walker got in office and Alec and everything that's happened in our state and other states and all of this stuff. And I happen to run across, as I'm putting together my papers and organizing them, 2020, U.S. Supreme Court blocks attempt to delay voting, and it was in our area. Wisconsin governor tries to issue executive order delaying the vote. Wisconsin holds primary elections during the virus, you know, the COVID virus. Mm-hmm. Voters line up to cast ballots in Wisconsin primary despite COVID. Right. Frustrations about, these are all headlines all over the United States about Wisconsin and how we had a vote during the pandemic. And, you know, and the legislators and all, honest to goodness, it was all over the place. So please remember this, people. Get your butts out and vote no on those constitutional amendments for all of us. Thank you very much, and keep up the great work.
Hey, appreciate it, Gene. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And Gene brings up a great point. It really shouldn't matter Whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, Labor, Green Party, whatever, you should want your person, if they're elected governor, to have the same executive privileges that Walker and Evers have had. So this whole notion of taking power away from the executive branch and putting it in the hands of the legislature on these two constitutional amendments, it is a power grab. Again, as a former Republican who left in 2011, I saw this with my own eyes. That's why I left the Republican Party. They realized they're not completely dumb, at least not all of them. They knew that their ideas could no longer, their platform could not connect with 50% plus one. So in order to win, they basically had to cheat in suppressing the vote under the name of voter ID. Taking away people's rights, making it harder to get an ID. It's not democracy. Vote no on the constitutional amendments. Come back, hour two, Luke Mathers and more. Also talk a little bit about the state races. Could one Republican state senator be on the outs tonight? We'll tell you who. It's the Oddball Show for a Tuesday on Civic Media's Ready Network.